弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
每次我们可以奉主的名聚集，跟弟兄姐妹一起敬拜赞美主，我们的心何等喜乐。
How joyful is our heart each time when we worship our Lord with brothers and sisters.
像刚才就刚弟兄说的，就是我们在生活里面有许多的挑战，有许多的环境会突然临到我们。
Like our brother Daniel just said, there are many challenges in our life.
但是感谢主，像刚才我们唱的诗歌，何等的安慰，可以蒙圣灵的安慰。
But praise the Lord, it's just like the song we just sang, the comfort of the Holy Ghost.
那如果我们读英文呢，我们就发现这其实还有一个动词哈，就是行走在这个圣灵的安慰的里面。
In English version, there is a verb. It's walking in the comfort of the Holy Ghost.
感谢主，圣灵不仅内住在我们里面。
And then praise the Lord, not only the Holy Spirit dwells in us,
圣灵还带领我们走每天的道路。
And He also guides our daily way.
他还要不断的来改变我。
And He will change us constantly.
他带给我们安慰，带给我们鼓励，他也引导我们走前面的路。
He brings us comfort, He encourages us, and then He guides our way.
所以愿意早晨我们一起再把自己让在主的灵的前面。
This morning, let us all yield our spirit before the Lord.
让主的圣灵来引导我们。
May the Holy Spirit guide us.
让我们可以来更像他。
So we will be more like Him.
好，我们来先还是先读几处的圣经。
Let's read some scriptures.
第一处在哥林多前书十五章。
First of all, 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章四十五节。
Verse 45.
好，找到了，我们先用一起用中文来读。
Let's read together in Chinese.
经上也是这样记着说，首先的亚当成了有灵的活，末后的亚当成了叫人活的灵。
So as it is, first man Adam was made a living soul, the last Adam became a life-giving spirit.
我想英文就翻得比较准确一点哈。
English is more accurate.
首先的亚当成了活的魂。
The first man Adam was made a living soul.
中文说有灵的活人，灵或做血气就是一个活的血气或活的魂。
And in Chinese, that spirit actually is a living soul.
所以感谢主，这个首先的亚当只是一个活的魂，但是末后的亚当呢，成了叫人活的灵。
Praise the Lord, the first Adam was made a living soul, but the last one was become a life-giving spirit.
第二处在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章二十三到二十四节。
Second is First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23 and 24.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章二十三、二十四节，早知道我们一起用中文先来念一次。
Chapter 5, verse 23 and 24.
好，来，愿是平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。那召你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事。
And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you in faith is faithful, who also will do it.
这是我们今天交通的主题。
This is the topic that of my sharing today.
就是身。我们的灵与魂与身子全然成圣。
That is our spirit, soul and body, sanctify holy.
好，下一处圣经在彼得前书一章九节。
Next is First Peter chapter 1 verse 9.
我们夏令会孙弟兄的主要节。
This is the main from the summer conference of Brother Sam.
好，我们一起来读。并且得着你们信心的果效，就是魂的救恩。
Receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
我们弟兄很清楚地告诉我们，要魂能够得救呢，就是要借着信心。
And then our brother tells us clearly, our soul, the salvation of our soul is to receive the end of the faith.
Outcome.
The outcome of the faith.
好，最后一处我们要读哥林多后书 三章十七节到十八节。
Lastly is 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17 and 18.
哥林多后书三章十七节十八节。好，我们一起来读。主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从灵变成的。
Now the Lord is spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is the liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror of the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the spirit of the Lord.
我们再为您祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
主，你就是那灵。主啊，你的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Lord, you are the spirit. Where your spirit is, where is the liberty?
我们求主早晨，你的灵在充满在我们聚会的当中。
Lord, may your spirit fill in our midst.
哦，让讲的、翻译的、听的，主都能够同感于一灵。
May the speaker, the translator, and the listener are all touched by one spirit.
我们都来明白主的心意。
We all understand your heart desire.
主，你也叫我们能够敞着脸来见你。
Let us to see you unveil our face.
主，让我们可以得见你脸上的荣光，让我们可以荣上加荣。
See the glory of you, so we'll be from glory to glory.
像我们主的荣耀一样。
And then like the glory of yours.
愿你来改变我们。
May you change us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
所以感谢主啊，我们这段时间里面，有很多的弟兄姐妹，在夏令会回来以后呢，都来操练这个魂的救恩。
We praise the Lord after the summer conference. Many brothers and sisters will practice the salvation of our souls.
主就是那灵。
Lord is the Spirit.
我们的弟兄告诉我们说，主的心意就是要让我们这个魂可以得救。
Our brother tells us the Lord's heart desire is let our soul receive the salvation.
然后呢，这个灵呢，就可以得到释放。
Then our spirit will be set free.
然后正常的一个神所要得着的一个人，正常的人的情形，就是灵来管魂来管理体。
As a normal Christian, our life should be the spirit controls the soul, the soul controls the body.
那我想问大家哈，夏令会回来已经一个多月了，我们是不是有改变呢
？I'm going to ask you after since more than a month after summer conference, is there any change in your life？
啊，你不要自己回答这个问题。
You don't need to answer this question.
你问你的配偶，问你的丈夫，你的妻子。
Ask your spouse.
问你的孩子。
Ask your children.
我有没有改变
？Am I changed?
啊，但愿这个答案是有的。
I hope we have an answer.
啊，或者问弟兄姐妹，我们有没有改变
？Or ask brothers sisters, do we change?
我们真是愿意主的话，我们不只是接受到。头脑里面，我们也能够从生活里面活出来。
We will not only receive the words, but we will be put it into practice.
我们知道这个魂，我们的魂就是神和魔鬼的战场。
We know our soul is the battle between God and Satan.
那天天呢都有这个征战在我们的里面。
There is a warfare within us every day.
但愿我们常常的每次碰到这样的一个战的时候呢，我们就站在主这一边。
At each time, may we stand by the side of the Lord.
然后让主的生命来掌管我们的生命。
Let the life of the Lord controls our lives.
让主能够的生命能够来制作我们，让我们的灵魂、身子都被主来保守。
And let the Lord deal with us so that our spirit, soul, and body will be preserved.
所以主的心意就是让我们全然成圣。
God's heart desire is to sanctify us wholly.
不是一点点
It's not just a little bit.
不是一部分
It's not part of it.
是全然成圣
It is sanctified wholly.
完全像主一样
And then completely like the Lord.
那我们看来好像不太可能
And then it's kind of impossible to us.
但是圣经告诉我们说，那招我们的是信实的， 他必成就这事。
And then the Bible tells us, He who called us is faithful, and He will do it.
所以我们有一天见主，我们就要完全像主。
And then one day when we see, we'll be totally like Him.
像他一样呀。
And then we will be have the glory like His.
不是差一点。
It's not only we have a little flaw.
不是 一部分像主。
It's not we like Him partially.
是完全的能够像主。
It's completely like Him.
好不好？
Isn't that good? Wonderful?
真是感谢主，这是神要做成的。
Praise the Lord. That is, the Lord will do it.
那我们只要把自己交在主的手中。
And then only when we place ourselves in God's hands.
那主要把我们改变，完全像他。
And God will transform us to be like Him.
好，我们下面要分几个方面来。一起来思想这个全然成圣。
And then I will, let's think about sanctify holy.
我们要先来看人的堕落跟神的救赎。
First of all, let's see the fall of man and God's redemption.
然后我们从圣经的例子，我们看一个属肉体的人，一个属魂的人，还有一个属灵的人。
And then we will take an example from the Bible. One is the man as flesh, one is the man as a soul, one is the spirit.
然后呢，最后我们来这条成圣的道路。
Then we will see the way of the sanctification.
好，我们先来看人的堕落跟神的救赎。
First of all, let's see the fall of man and God's redemption.
在1922年，有一位姐妹叫 Mary McDonough， 她写了一本小书叫《神救赎的计划》。
In 1922, a sister who called Mary McDonough, he wrote a book called God's Plan of Redemption.
那这本小书呢，很简明扼要的，把人的堕落跟神的救赎都解释得很清楚。
And then this book simply illustrated the salvation of God very clearly.
那特别呢，它有一些图是很简明、很扼要的，把这个属灵的这个它的事情解释得很清楚。
It typically has some features to explain God's redemption.
那下面呢，我就把这个就是。借着这个图表，我把它自己稍微做一下呢，那给大家看。
I redone the picture and then let's see how illustrated.
好，我想问大家，现在投影的这个图，这个上面，大家看到什么
？Let me ask you, what do you see on this picture?
看到什么
？What do you see?
一个大圈圈，对不对
？It's a big circle.
啊，这个大圈圈什么颜色的
？What color is it?
Yeah. 对不起，这个投影机不是很好，应该是金色的。
supposed to be gold color.
对不起，这个在电脑上看出来是金色的。
The computer is golden color.
对，这投影机有点旧了，所以看起来有点黄黄绿绿的啊。
It's golden color.
金在圣经上就代表神的性情。
Gold represents God's characters in the Bible.
那这圆圈呢，就没有开始，没有终结呢，无始无终，就代表是神，是非受造的生命。
The circle represents the uncreative life of God. It's no beginning, no ending.
这个大的圆圈哈，一个金色的圆圈，也代表说神是个灵。
And then this golden circle it tells us God is a spirit.
神是灵。
God is a spirit.
他是一位非受造的，他有非受造的生命。
He has an uncreated life.
那他无始无终。
He has no beginning, no ending.
他的性情就是全然是善的、美的。
His character is completely good and beautiful.
好，那我们下面一张图。
Second picture.
那神造人的时候呢，他就造人有三部分。
When God created man, the man come with three parts.
最里面的这部分叫做灵。
The inner part is called the spirit.
然后外面呢，稍微外面一点呢，就是叫魂。
And the outer layer is called souls.
就是中间这一层叫魂。
The middle layer is called soul.
然后最外面这一层呢，就是体。
The outer is the flesh body.
圣经上说，神用地上的尘土造人，所以人的身体是从尘造的，所以人从尘土出来，最后要归于尘土。
And the Bible tells us God made man through the dust, so that men were created from the dust, and we will return to dust.
但是神用尘土造人以后呢，就吹气在人的鼻孔里，在亚当的鼻孔里，他就成了有魂的活人哈，那就是活的魂，名叫亚当。
When God formed the man of dust, but he breathed into his nostrils with breath of life, so the man became a living soul.
那其实，在神吹气的时候呢？这个灵，他的人的灵，他也把人的灵放在人的里面。
When God breathed in the nostril of the breath of life, actually the man becomes a living soul.
所以这个活的魂呢，我们人就统称叫灵魂哈，灵魂灵魂，其实有人的灵，还有人的魂。
And then when we call spirit, actually is two parts: it's the living, it's the spirit and soul.
有时候呢，我们简统称来讲叫心灵。
Sometimes we heart.
就像我们今天播饼的时候，我们唱一首诗歌《将心给我》。
Like in the communion service, we sang a song. It's to give thy heart, give me thy heart.
其实这个心呢，就差不多介于灵跟魂的中间。
The heart is between spirit and soul.
仔细来说呢，所以人有三部分构成的，有灵、有魂、有身体。
In detail, a man come with three parts: it's the spirit, soul, and body.
灵就是我们的良心。我们跟神之间的交通，还有我们这个直觉。
Spirit is our conscience, the fellowship with the Lord, and our intuition.
有人说灵是什么呢？灵是神觉的所在。
And then people say, what is the spirit? Spirit is the seat of God consciousness.
神觉，我们有一个感官，那这感官来感受到神呢的地方就是我们的灵。
We have sense.And then when we sense God existing, that is God, that's our spirit.
神灵就是神觉的所在。
The spirit is the seat of God consciousness.
Sense.
The sense of God consciousness. God sense.
God sense.
God sense.
然后圣经上讲什么呢？圣经上讲说哈，人的灵是耶和华的灯，所以他鉴察人心的深处啊，连最深处的地方它都照亮了我们，所以人的灵呢，就是神放一个灯在我们的里面。
And the spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord, and he's searching all the inner depths of our heart.
所以当我们这个灵如果说是灯是亮的呢，我们就可以感受到神的存在。
And when the lamp is lightened, we will know God's presence.
所以主耶稣也说，眼睛是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明；你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。那你里头的光若黑暗的哈，这个光，你里的光若黑暗，也就是人的灵若昏暗的，那黑暗的是何等呢
？The Bible tells us the light of the body eyes. If therefore your eyes are be single, your whole body shall be full of light.But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, which is the spirit, is in darkness, how great that is the darkness.
所以再说一次哈，我们的灵呢，就是我们心灵的眼睛。
Let me say one more time. Our spirit is the eyes of our heart.
Yeah, 让可以来跟神交通。
It's the light of our.
经常讲说神是灵，所以敬拜他的要用心灵和真实来敬拜他。
So the Bible tells us God is spirit. For those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth.
只是很可惜啊，这个像我们这个灵呢，如果还没有认识神的时候呢，因为犯罪的关系呢，哎，已经不太没有什么功用了。
Unfortunately, because the fall of man, our spirit doesn't function very well.
我们是什么呢？我们知道只是魂。
What do we know is our souls?
是自觉的所在。
And the soul is the seat of self-sense.
灵是神觉，魂是自觉。
Spirit is the God sense. Soul is the self-sense.
那人很不一样啊。
And then, men are different.
有人比较刚强，有人比较软弱。
Some are strong, some are weak.
有人比较感性，有人比较理性。
Some do things with reason, some with sensibility.
有人呢，像我姊妹一样脾气比较好，有人就像我一样脾气比较不好。
Some are like my wife, has a good temper. Some are like me, as I have ill temper.
那有人性子比较急，有人就比较慢。
Some are impatient, some are Some are impatient, some are slow.
你看一杯一个半杯的水呢，有人就觉得哎呀，这个 有半杯满的，有人说半杯是空的。
And then some people call the half cup of water is full, some call it's empty.
这个每个人不一样，这就是我们的魂。
And then people are different, that is our.
所以魂是我们的思想、我们的情感、我们的意志。
Soul is our intellect, our emotions, and our will.
这我们都很熟悉的，就是我们的魂。
We all know that's our souls.
那体就更不用讲，我们也非常熟悉。
And then we know our body.
因为体呢，我们说人有五官，对不对？五官是哪五官？就是视、嗅、听、味及触觉。
Our body have five senses. We know our five senses is our sight, hearing, smell, taste, and touch.
我们会吃、会喝、会跑、会跳，这是因为我们有体。
We can eat, drink, speak, jump because we have this body.
人被造的时候呢，是照神的形象造的。那所以有灵，然后呢，他也给我们魂，那还有身体。
When God created us, God created man in His image, so we have spirit, soul, and body.
所以人被造的时候，就像我们这个图看到的一样，是像一张白纸一样。
When men are created, we are like a paper, like a picture.
让我们有机会可以来像他。
So we will have a chance to be like him.
知道当神造亚当的时候呢，他是在园中放了两棵树。
So we know when God created Adam and Eve, He put two trees in the midst of the Garden of Eden.
一棵叫生命树，一棵叫知识，分别善恶树。
One is called the tree of life, the other one called the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
所以我们知道说，神说园中所有的树的果子都可以吃，只是这分别善恶树上的果子不可以吃。
And then God says you can eat the fruit of every tree in the midst of the Garden, but you should not eat the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
所以神的意思是什么呢？神的意思就是说，你们去吃生命树的果子。
What God meant is go eat the fruit from the tree of life.
但是神给人自由意志，他不强迫人来达到神的目的。
But God gave man free will, so he does not force people to do things.
其实这两棵树的果子很有意思哈。这个生命树的果子呢，就是灵的树。
And then it's very interesting for the fruit from these two trees. The fruit from the tree of life is the fruit of spirit.
那这分别善恶的知识树上果子呢，是魂的食物。
The fruit from the tree of knowledge good and evil is the food for souls.
所以神原初的心意是什么呢？
And what's God's original heart desire?
神的心意是要人吃了生命树的果子呢，所以这个灵呢，就被人的灵就可以得着神的灵的充满。
And then God wants man to eat the fruit from the tree of life, so his spirit will be filled by God, by God's spirit.
接下来呢，所以我们这个魂呢，也可以来像神。
Then our soul can be like God. Our soul can be like God.
然后接下来，我们如果说，对不起啊。再回去，再一个，对，因为还有外面那个体也会像神。
And then our body and out layer will be also like God.
可是很可惜，亚当没有听神的话。
Unfortunately, Adam didn't listen to God.
他却拣选了这个树上的果子。
And then he had chose the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
好，那结果是怎么样呢？
What as the result?
再下一张，再下一张。所以人这个里面应该是黑的。
Then their inner circle becomes darkened.
就是灵呢，人的灵就死了。
That is the spirit of man was dead.
然后最后的结果，然后接下来的结果是我们的魂也变黑了。
As a result, our soul it's in darkness too.
然后在最后的结果呢，我们这个体就更黑了。
And then as a result, our body is even darker.
圣经上说罪由一个人入了世界，死又是从罪而来的。
The Bible tells us, just as through one man sin entered the world, and the death through sin.
圣经上讲说，当这个人跟神交通断绝以后呢，就像这个灯里面的灯熄灭以后，然后结果就是死。
Like the Bible tells us, when our spirit is dead, it's like the lamp will cut off. 就是 cannot fellowship with the Lord.
就是我们的灵死了哈。
It's our spirit is dead.
那结果一个结果就是就是人终日所思想的尽都是恶。
As a result, what men think is all weakness.
为什么终日想都是恶呢？
Why we all think it's the wickedness?
想的就是魂里面的这个功用。
To think of the wickedness is the function of our soul.
我们就不想神的事，就想这些罪的事。
We're not thinking about the things of the matters to God. We think about matters of sins.
所以圣经上讲说，心地昏昧，就是当人的心地昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，然后心里就刚硬，良心既然丧尽，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。
And then the Bible tells us if our thought we were darkened and then we lose our consciousness and all we think is all the filthy.
然后这个旧人哈，私欲来迷惑，渐渐变，所以神就任凭着人行这些污秽的事，以致彼此玷污自己的身体。
And then therefore, when we become impure, and then God gave them up for uncleanness in our lust, and then we dishonor our body.
所以人的灵死了，人的魂生病了，人的体败坏。
The man's spirit is dead, and our soul was sick, and our body was corrupted.
就像一个苹果一样，它是从这个心开始坏的。
It's like an apple, it's rotten from the kernel.
然后呢，这个果肉呢就烂了，然后呢，外面的皮呢就长没了。
And then the apple start rotten, and then also, the skin was mold.
我不晓得哈，你们有没有这样的经历？就是我们家有时候水果放太久呢，外面皮会长霉。
And I don't know if you have such expensive the apple in my house when we live there for too long, it will mold.
我通常呢，我就把那个长霉的地方切掉。
And sometimes I will just cut the bad part.
然后呢，把这个梨或者是苹果切两半。
And then I will cut it, the pear or apple into two parts.
然后呢，如果有黑的地方，再把它削掉。
If there is a rotten part, I will cut it off again.
其他地方我就吃了。
I will eat the good part.
哎，但是后来我读到这个食品学家说哈。他说这个水果它外面坏掉的时候呢，其实那个毒素已经在整个水果的里面。
And then the nutritionist says if it's rotten from outside, actually it's already it's rotten completely.
所以那个坏的水果就把它丢掉就是了。
You have to toss those toxins.
不要去要
fruit.
要去找一块可以吃的来吃。
Do not pick up the good part to eat.
所以神拯救我们哈，不是说好像说是把一些消一消哈，那看起来好像还不错呢。
And then praise the Lord, God's salvation is like He will cut off the bad part and then leave the so-called good part.
那神的拯救是从里面来拯救，这我们等一下会来学。
And then we will speak it later. And God's salvation, He will change us inside out.
好，我们先来看哈，现在这个图上面就是面不用动哈。就是说现在就这个图就是人犯罪以后呢，灵魂身体好像都已经黑暗了。
The picture tells us when men fall, our spirit, soul and the body were in darkness.
再回去 yeah, OK. Yeah. 那所以呢，通常一个表现就是一个人就变成一个属肉体的人。
And then as the outcome is a man becomes a man of flesh.
在圣经上有一个人呢，就代表一个属肉体的人。
In Bible, there is a man represent a man of a flesh.
参孙。
His name is Samson.
我想如果大家读圣经，大家都很熟悉他的故事。
You know his.
他这个孩子一生下来就是应该是分别为圣，归给神做叫做拿细耳人。
When he was born, he's supposed to be consecrated to God as Nazarite.
拿细耳的意思就是归主为圣的意思。
And Nazarite means to consecrate it to the Lord.
要离俗归耶和华为圣。
And then he is separated and he is consecrated to the Lord.
圣经上讲说，神说我是圣洁，所以你们也要圣洁。
And then the Bible tells us God says, "I am holy, so you you ought to be holy.
所以这拿细尔人呢，就是代表一种特别的人，他们生下来就分别来归给神的。
The Nazarite is very special because when they were born, they were consecrated to the Lord.
所以这个圣这个意思呢？在圣经上的意思是分别的意思。
And then holy in Bible it means to be separated.
但是很可惜呢，参孙却没有，他虽然是外面是一个拿细人，可他所行所做的呢，是一个属肉体的人。
Unfortunately, outwardly Samson Nazarite, but in reality he is a man of the flesh.
他是一个非常任性的人，想做什么就做什么，他不受管制也不受约束。
He's very stubborn. He do whatever he wants.
在参孙的这个一生的里面呢，他就是失败在三个女人的下面。
In his life, he failed with three women.
他在一个地方叫做亭拿，他看见一个女子，她很美丽，然后呢。但是却是一个非利士人，意思就是外邦人。那照理说呢，神告诉以色列人不能娶外邦人为妻的。
The first one is in Tina, and then this woman was beautiful, and then actually according to the law of the Jews, they're not supposed to have marriage with Gentiles.
可是呢，他喜欢，他就娶她来为妻。
But he liked her, so he married her.
然后第二个呢，有到一个地方呢。就是看见一个妓女就与他亲近。
The second one is he saw a prostitute and then he spent the night with her.
那当然，这拿不要说拿细尔人啊，以色列人都不应该是跟妓女亲近的。那这拿细尔人呢，他应该是分别，可他却没有分别。
Not only mentioned as a Nazarite shouldn't stay with a prostitute.
然后第三个女人我们就知道就是大力拉。
The third one we know is Delilah.
这三个女人呢，等于说就让三孙呢一再的失败。
These three women caused Samson fail many times.
在所有的人类历史里面呢，三孙是力气最大的。
In the whole man's history, Samson is the strongest man.
他一生气，他就第一次呢，圣经上讲说，他就一下就击杀了三十个人。
When he's angry, the first time he struck down 30 men.
那下一次呢，用驴腮骨呢，就杀了一千个人。
And the second time he 1,000 with a donkey's jawbone.
然后呢，他有一次口渴的要，他就跟神赖皮说，要让我喝，要不然我就你怎么可以任我渴死呢？
And then one time he's thirsty, and then he will tell the Lord and give me water. How come you let me be?Thirsty to death.
有一次呢，人要把他捆绑呢，然后呢，希望能够在屋子里面把他等他醒来以后把他制服。结果他早上醒来呢，他就把绳子挣脱呢，甚至把这个门框门栓哈，把他锁起来，这个全部拆下来。
And then one time people tied him up, and then when he woke up in the morning, and then he set himself free, and then he struck down all the door and the doorpost and then the bar.
他为什么力气这么大呢？
And then how come he has such strength?
因为神特别恩待他，因为他是拿细尔人，所以他这个头发呢，终身不可以剪的。
Because God has mercy on him, because God promised his head shall not be touched by razor.
但是他最后把这个秘密都告诉大力。
But at the end, he told the secret to Delilah.
所以他头发剪，神的灵就已经了他，然后呢？那他就没有力气，他就被非利士人抓着捆绑，甚至把他的眼睛挽了，用铜链来锁住他，把他下在监里去推磨。
And then Delilah shaved his head, and then the God's presence left him, and then they even gouged his eyes, and then they tied him up, and then with the bronze shackle, and then put him into prison to grain.
这是何等的悲惨
！How sad is that？
一个属肉体人的结果是何等的悲惨
！The outcome of a man of a flesh is so sad。
他一生他就是随便，他爱做什么就做什么。
He does what he wants in his life。
他身体需要什么，他就去满足他的需要。
What he needs, what his body needs, he just go satisfy his body。
一个属肉体的人，他的鱼就是眼睛就被挖了。 他的里面的眼睛，他里外面的眼睛就昏暗了。
As a result of a man of a flesh, and his out eyes are darkened, blurry.
但是感谢主，我们知道后来神也怜悯他，因为他跟神呼求悔改，然后呢，要神赐给他最后一个力量。所以那时候他外面眼睛虽然瞎了，但他里面这个眼睛呢，心灵里面眼睛却开了。
And praise the Lord, and later he repented to the Lord.And then he cried out to the Lord to have mercy on him. And then even his out eyes were gouged out, but his inner eyes were open.
所以感谢主，最后神就把力量恢复在他身上。所以圣经上讲说，然后他就跟非利士人呢，就是聚集的时候呢，他就把这个柱子一拉，整个房子塌下来。所以圣经上讲说，他死的时候杀的人比他活的时候杀的人还多。
And then praise the Lord, and the Lord let him regain the strength. So at the end, when he was captured, and then he hold two pillars, central pillar of dust, and he killed more men when he is in life.
所以哈，我们说从人来讲呢，他参孙是一个悲剧英雄。
In man, and then Samson is a hero of a tragedy.
为什么？因为他是属肉体的人。
Why? Because he's a man of a flesh.
好，下面我们来看另外一个人是属魂的人。
Another man is a man of a soul.
也是大家非常熟悉的，就是扫罗。
We know him. He is Saul.
扫罗是以色列人第一位君王。
And Saul is the first king of Israelites.
圣经上讲说他的身体呢比别人高一个头。
The Bible tells us he's one head taller than everybody else.
然后他刚刚开始被高为王的时候呢，他里面还是蛮谦卑的。
When he was first anointed to be the king, he was humbled.
甚至呢，他有一次呢，神也灵也感动他，他也像先知一样受感说话。
Even one time, God's spirit touched him, and he prophesied.
那看起来都很好哈，这个体、这个魂、这个灵，好像都不错。
His body, soul, and spirit is bad.
可是，扫罗是一个爱自己的人。
But Saul was a man love himself.
是一个以自己为中心的人。
He was self-centered.
是一个情绪化的人。
And he was very emotional.
这是属魂人的特点。
That is the characters of a man of a soul.
所以大家记得吗？就有一次，撒母耳叫扫罗等七天啊，才能够献祭，可是他却没有等到七天。等到第七天，可是还没有等到撒母耳来，他就勉强就献上。
Do you remember one time Samuel asked him to wait for 7 days, and then he couldn't wait, and then before Samuel came, and he offered a burnt offering.
那就代表这个扫罗这个人呢，是一个没有信心的人。
That tells Saul has no faith.
他是看环境，是依靠自己的人。
And then he look around the surroundings, and then he depend on himself.
那另外一次，我们知道神要扫罗把亚玛利人呢，还有他们的全行灭尽，把牲畜、牛羊都杀死了。
There's a time when God commanded Saul to kill all the Amalekites, and then all of them, kill all of them.
可是扫罗却爱惜这个亚甲王，然后呢，爱惜这些好的、上好的牛羊牲畜。
But Paul, he loved all those cattle and then sheep and then donkeys.
那这就表示他看自己，觉得自己的需要呢比较重要。
It tells that he considered his own needs more important.
是一个以自己为中心的人。
He was self-centered.
所以当撒母耳责备他的时候呢，然后甚至讲到非常严厉的话，说他说悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相等，顽梗的罪与拜虚神和偶像的罪相同。你既然厌弃耶和华的命令，耶和华也厌弃你作王。
So Samuel rebuked him, and then for rebelling is like the sin of divination, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of God, he has rejected you as king.
如果我们是扫罗，我们会怎么样？
What do we do if we are Saul?
我们碰到像这讲这么严厉的话，要耶和华要厌弃你，你作王。
And then the word is so critical. It says the Lord reject you as king.
我们应该悔改认罪，对不对？
And then we should repent and commit our sins.
扫罗怎么说呢？
And what Saul said?
扫罗说，我有罪了，虽然如此，求你，就是撒母耳，在我百姓的长老和以色列面前抬举我，同我回去，我好敬拜耶和华你的神。
And then what Saul tell Samuel, and he said, I have sinned, but please honor me before the elders of my people and before Israel. Come back with me so that I may worship the Lord your God.
甚至在那个时候呢，扫罗关心的还是他自己的在以色列人面前呢，要有一个好的一个形象哈，还要自己希望撒母耳能够抬举他。
And then even in that situation, he still considered himself, exalt himself. He asked Samuel to exalt him.
甚至呢，这个扫罗几次的要追杀大卫。
And then even Saul chased David and wanted to kill David.
甚至扫罗知道大卫比他公义。
Even though Saul knows David is more righteous than him.
他虽然知道大卫以善待。待扫罗，扫罗却以恶待大卫，但是呢，他自己没有办法，他还是要去追杀大卫。
Even he knew that, and then David repay evil with good, and he repay good with evil, but he still want to kill David.
因为扫罗是一个以自己为中心的。
Because Saul is self-centered man.
我们想想看，我们的生活是不是以自己为中心呢？
And think about our own lives. Are we self-centered too?
是不是我们想做的我们就去做
Is that we do whatever we want to do?
这世界告诉我们说你尽量去吃最好的然后呢穿最好的买呢要买名牌开呢要开贵的车住呢要住大房子然后如果这样你就会快乐
The world tells us you have to eat the most delicious food and then wear the name brand clothing and then drive the most important car live in a big houseAnd then you will enjoy your life.
这就是一个属世界上这个今世的风俗，就要我们做一个属肉体、属魂的人。
So the custom of the world it led us to be a man, belong to the flesh and soul.
前一阵子我看到一个新闻，就是在中国湖南呢，他们发现有一个四十几岁的一个中年人。
Not long ago, I read the news in Hunan, China. There was a 40th man.
他呢就躺在铁轨上要自杀。
He wants to suicide and he lay himself on the rail track.
有人发现他就赶快把他。
And then people found him and then rescued him.
哎，结果呢，他从头到脚全身穿戴的全部都是名牌。
And then they found that all he wear are name brand and brand name clothing.
拿了一个很名牌的包，手提包。
He has a very expensive.Suitcase.
但他要自杀。
But he wants to commit suicide.
后来人家发现说，原来这个人呢，在两年以前呢，他中了一个500万的大奖。
And actually, 2 years before, he hit a lottery. He won $5 million.
他原来是一个盖房子的一个泥水匠。
He was a construction worker.
但是中了大奖以后呢，他就尽情的享受。
After he hit the lottery, he just enjoyed his life.
然后他又犯了毒瘾，他又欠了巨额的债务，最后他的妻子也离开他。
And then he take drugs, and then he was in debt, and then his wife divorced him.
所以他全身穿着名牌，这活着还是没有意思。
Even he wear the name brand clothing, and then his life is meaningless.
这就是一个属肉体。属魂人的一个结局。
That is the outcome of a man of a flesh.
那我们不是有时候也会看到这样的报道吗？在中国有很多这个叫富二代。
And sometimes we see in China there are second generation of from a rich family.
他们开的那个名牌的跑车呢，是我听都没有听过的。
And then I never heard the car that they drove very expensive.
但是为什么会上报呢？
Why they're on the news?
因为出车祸死掉了。
Because they were dead by an accident, car accident.
所以这些外面的事情不能够让人有平安、有喜乐。
And those things from our world will not bring us peace and joy.
圣经告诉我们，随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣 乃是生命平安。
The Bible tells us those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires, but those who live in according with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit does. The mind governed by the flesh is dead, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace.
好，我们要很快进到第三个人。是一个属灵的人。
Now let's talk about the third person. This is a person of a spirit.
就是但以理。
It's Daniel.
我们知道但以理那时候在以色列被巴比伦掳去，然后呢，巴比伦就选了一些少年人到宫里面。
You know, when the Israelites were captured by Babylonia, and then they choose some youth to serve in the palace.
给他们吃最好的，要来训练他们来侍奉王。但是但以理却立志不让王的膳和所饮的酒来玷污自己，因为这些王的这些膳食跟酒很多都祭拜偶像的。
They feed them with their food and to serve them, but Daniel would not defile himself with the royal food.Because those food are sacrificed for their idol gods.
所以跟参孙不一样哈，参孙是想喝什么就喝什么，想吃什么就吃什么。
He's very different than Samson. Samson is eats and drinks whatever he wants.
但是但以理他却分别自己来归给神。
But Daniel consecrated himself to the Lord.
圣经上讲说但以理有美好的灵性。
And the Bible tells us Daniel has excellent spirit.
他里面有一个美好的灵性，甚至呢，他在当时候呢，他的智慧正超过所有巴比伦所有的人。
And then he has an excellent spirit, and his understanding and an intellection is surpass all the wise men in Babylonia.
当人陷害他，不准任何人30天里面向祷告的时候。
When people try to trap him and then doesn't allow him to worship his God in 30 days, and what did Daniel do?
圣经上说，但以理一日三次，双膝跪在神的面前，祷告感谢，与素常一样。
And then Daniel he went home, and then he bowed down to worship his God.Three times a day, like what he did before.
他每天都把他窗户打开，然后对着耶路撒冷祷告。
He prayed towards Jerusalem and with his window open.
感谢主，虽然人要害他，把他丢到狮子坑里面，神仍然拯救他。
Even men persecuted him and then tossed him into the lion's den, but the Lord rescued him.
感谢主，圣经上说但以理里头有美好的灵性。
And then praise the Lord, the Bible tells us, and then inside Daniel there is an spirit.
所以但以理是他灵来掌管他的魂，他的魂来掌管他的身体。
For Daniel, his life is his spirit controls his soul controls his body.
所以最后我们要来一起来思想这条成圣的道路。
And then at last, let's think of the way of the sanctification.
好，那这个图上面看的就是人堕落以后的情形。
And then the picture shows the condition of a fall of a man.
这个灵是玷污了，然后呢，这个魂也灰暗了，然后呢，这个体就更败坏。
Our spirit is corrupted, and then our soul and then turned to gray.And our body is totally corrupted.
下一章。但是感谢主，神借着主耶稣基督的救恩。
But praise the Lord through the salvation of the Lord Jesus.
所以他首先让我们的灵活过来。
First, he let our spirit alive.
灵呢，就从黑的金色的。
And our spirit from dark turned dark into gold.
然后呢？如果我们的灵活过来以后，我们的魂也可以受神的灵的引导，我们的魂呢也可以被改变来更多来思想神的事。
Since our spirit was alive, so our souls will think about the matters of the Lord.
最后的结果呢，就是我们的体最后外面这个呢，也会来向神的。
As the ultimate outcome, our body will enjoy the result of our spirit and soul.
好，再下一段。那最后呢，其实外面这个也是，所以我们原来是左边的啊，我们是原来的情形，然后最后呢，我们的灵魂身体呢，都会要来向左。
On the left of the picture, that was our old man. And then the right one is our new life.
所以改变的过程。
This come is a transformation.
外面那个体也应该是像金色。
And then the outer is supposed to be a gold color too.
那这个条成圣的道路怎么样达到呢？
How do we reach the way of this sanctification?
我就简单的提两点。
I will simply mention two points.
第一个要自洁。
First of all, we need cleanness ourselves.
要逃避肉体的私欲，来境界肉体的私欲。
We need flee our youthful lust and abstain from fleshly lusts.
圣经上讲说，人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就做必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁。合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
The Bible tells us, therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for very good work.
感谢主哈，他给我们的预备了一个办法，他要我们能够来脱离卑贱的事。
And then praise the Lord, and He give us a way so that we will be abstain from fleshly lust.
这私欲呢，是与灵魂征战的，所以神也要我们禁戒肉体的私欲。
So this, this fleshly lust is the war against soul, so that we need abstain from it.
那从实际的生活来讲呢，我们可以来操练我们的保守，我们的嘴唇，我们能够圣洁。
In reality, we need practice to keep our lips holy.
我们圣经上讲说，污秽的言语一句都不可以出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
The Bible tells us, let no corruption word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that is, may impart grace to the listeners.
现在在这个美国这个社会里面呢，讲这些咒诅的话呢，是家常便饭。
In America, and people, it's just often curse and blasphemy.
那讲这些淫乱的话，或者是这些污秽的话，也是家常便饭。
And then it isn't for them to speak filthy words.
我们与这世人有什么不同呢？
What are we different than the worldly people?
我们要自洁，我们保守在神的圣洁的里面。
And then we need clean ourselves, and then we need keep us holy.
一切的苦毒。恼恨、愤怒，这些都不可以，恶毒都要从我们中间除掉。
We need let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from us.
要拒绝肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲。
We need refuse the lust of our flesh, the lust of our eyes.
啊，我读到一句话哈，有位弟兄讲一句话，我觉得非常摸到我的心。
And then there's a brother speak one sentence that touches my heart.
他说：“基督徒不犯罪，不是能不能的问题，是肯不肯的问题。”
And then, as a Christian, it is not we cannot sin; it is are we willing to sin or not?
不是，基督徒不罪，是能不是能不能的问题，是肯不肯的问题。
As a Christian, we do not sin against God. It's not a question of we can or not; it's a question we will or not.
所以我们。神，我们已经重生得救了，主已经把一个不犯罪的生命放在我们里面。
We have already reborn. God already put a life in us, which is a sinfulness.
所以，当世界来引诱我们，用这些污秽的思念来放在我们里面的时候呢，你选择什么
？And then when the world try to influence us with these filthy things, what do we choose?
你要随从眼目的情欲吗？
Do we follow the lust of the eyes?
当有人或者是你的配偶让你生气的时候
When your spouse rebuke you, I mean, upset you?
你要选择发怒吗？
Do you choose to be angry?
你要选择随从肉体的情欲吗？
To follow the lusts of flesh?
还是你愿意来顺圣灵里面在你灵里面的带领？
Or you want to obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit?
所以感谢主，以前我们没有得救的时候，我们没有不犯罪的自由。
And then praise the Lord, before we were saved, we don't have the freedom to be not sin.
但是感谢主，我们得救以后呢，我们就可以不犯罪。
But praise the Lord, after we were saved, we have the freedom not to sin.
弟兄姐妹们，我们愿不愿意把自己交在神的手中呢？
Dear brothers and sisters, are we willing to place ourselves in the hands of God?
我们愿不愿意圣灵在我们里面掌权？
Do we want the Holy Spirit govern in our heart?
不是能不能的问题，是你肯不肯的问题。
It is not able or not, it is we will or not.
第二方面，我们要怎么样来走这条成圣的道路呢？
And secondly, how we walk on this way of sanctification.
我们来仰望我们的主耶稣基督。
We need to look upon our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们见他，我们就要像。
When we meet him, be like him.
圣经上讲说，主就是那个灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就有自由。然后主让我们敞着脸，可以来见着主的荣光，然后就可以变成主的形状，荣上加荣。
The Bible tells us, the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, where is the liberty. But we always unveiled face, beholding as in the mirror of the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory.
我们记得摩西当他到西乃山上与神四十昼夜面对面的时候，他下来的时候呢，他连面皮都发光。
When we remember when Moses came down from the mountain and he was stayed with God for 40 days and then he has the radiant on his face.
当一个与神交通的人呢，他的面皮是会发光的。
And a person who has the fellowship with the Lord, and we have the radiance of the glory of the Lord.
我们要常常的到主前呢来仰望耶稣。
We have to come often to the Lord and look upon Him.
若所听和所想的是这个世界呢，我们这个人就像世界；但是我们所听、所看、所想的是基督，我们这个人就像基督。
What we hear, we see, we think is the world. Then we will be like the world.What we listen to see and to think is Christ, and we will be like Christ.
在我们家，我们有一个这个早餐的一个小房间。
And then in our house, we have a breakfast room, dining room.
通常我们晚上我们会把那个我们家有像百叶窗那样，把它关起来哈，这样外面就看不进来。
In the evening, we will close our window blinds, and the people from outside will not see us.
所以每天我要去吃早餐呢，我第一件事情就去那里呢，先把这个窗户的这个百叶窗呢把它打开。
Every morning before I eat breakfast, I will open the window blinds.
那这样阳光就可以照进来。
Then the sunshine will shine.
一个晚上，这个黑夜就过。
And then the night, the dark of the night gone.
圣经上讲说，感谢神明。是他叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们，照在黑暗死荫里的人。
Praise the Lord, the Bible tells us God's mercy had like the dawn of the morning, and then He shined the people who sit in darkness.
感谢主，当我们这样能够，如果不只是早上的时候我们把窗户打开啊，我们在早晨的时候要把我们心灵里面的窗户也打开。
Praise the Lord, not only we open the window in the morning in the room, but our heart, open our heart in the morning.
我们来亲近主，我们来读主的话，向主祷告。
Let's draw us near to the Lord and then read His words and then pray to Him.
让主的光照在我们里面，那这样我们一天我们就可以来做一个灵魂身体都兴盛的人。
May His light shine upon us so that our whole day.And then we will be prosper in spirit, soul, and body.
时间不多，我再讲一个见证。
And I don't have time, I'll give you one more testimony.
以前我们三级的时候，有位姊妹服侍我们，这位很爱我们，她也很会服侍人，那也很会传福音，对福音很有负担，带很多人信主。
And then when we lived in Los Angeles, there was a sister. He served us, and then she has a burden to share gospel, and then she knows how to share gospel with people.
所以在80年中期呢，就有一位朋友，一个从台湾来，那在台湾也是念最好的学校，然后呢，但是来这里呢，这个后来就变成一位姊妹，她就信主了。
In the middle of 80s, last century, a sister from Taiwan came among us, and then later she was saved.
那她呢？那时候她先生还没有信主。
But her husband was not saved yet.
感谢主，后来呢，我想因为她在家里面的见证，她先生也信主。
And praise the Lord because of her testimony, and her husband was saved too.
然后后来他们全家就搬到香港，因为她弟兄在香港教大学。
Later, the whole family moved to Hong Kong because her friend taught in Hong Kong.
然后所以呢，就很有负担传福音呢，所以她每天她就从香港到。
And then she has a heavy burden to share gospel, so every day she travels from Hong Kong to Shenzhen.
所以在那边呢，碰到人就传福音。
And then she shared gospel with whoever she met.
慢慢一个人得救，两个人得救，三个人得救。
And then gradually one, two, three, and many more people were saved.
然后呢，他们就开始一个聚会。
Then start a gathering.
我们听说啊，这个姐妹呢，每天，就主日把聚会所有用的东西都背在她的肩膀上。然后坐车到深圳去，他聚会需要用的圣经、诗歌，甚至投影电脑、投影机，全部都背在他身上，他就坐车到深圳去。
I heard the sister, she carried everything that she needs for the Sunday service, Bibles, a laptop, even the projector, she carried from Hong Kong to Shenzhen.
他们聚会呢？前一阵子有位弟兄从他们的聚会来到休斯顿。
And then not long ago, a sister from their gathering came to Houston.
他们现在聚会已经有差不多有150个人。
Now their gathering has about 150 people.
本来吵架的夫妻现在非常相爱。
And then the broken-hearted couple now they love one another.
本来孩子喜欢玩电脑的，现在好好的读书。
And then the family has children like play computer games. Now they want to study.
本来先生是转一心想赚钱的，现在愿意为主而活。
Some husband and then just money oriented. Now they want to turn to God and then want to live for the Lord.
我何等的感谢主。
And then how I thank to the Lord.
我认识他的时候，他还没信主呢。
One night, 这个他是
你的。
When I met her, and then she wasn't Christian yet.
但是感谢主，因为有一位带领她的姐妹跟随基督。
But praise the Lord, there was another sister guided her to the Lord.
跟随基督，仰望基督，基督就把她的生命，把她荣耀做成在我们的里面。
And then she followed the Lord, and then she followed the guidance of the Lord, and then the Lord will have the glorious life done on us.
人就可以把她荣耀的信心。制作在我们里面，荣上加荣，如同主的灵变成的。
And God will work on us and then transform us from glory to glory.
最后我们要来看一首诗歌。
And lastly, we will sing a song.
在我们唱之前，我们先来看一下这首诗歌的歌词。
Before we sing, let's see the lyrics first.
成圣需要功夫。
Take time to be holy.
这是一首很老的诗歌，是在大概八几年写的，1882年写的。
This is a very old hymn. It was written in 1882.
它的调子呢，也是很沉，有点沉闷的哈。
The melody is kind of slow.
啊，但这四个歌词讲的真好。
But the lyrics is wonderful.
啊，说我们一起来哈。
Let's read together.
啊，我们等一下哈。好像还有这首诗歌后面还有没有全部放出来，你再下一张。
It has more。
可能这个投影的关系，下一页。对不起哈，这个在前一张。对，这下面有点 cut 掉哈。我就跟大家念一下，成圣需功夫，跟随不对，这都不太对。第一节。
Stanza one。
我想我先跟大家念一下，成圣需功夫，常与主交谈，时时住在主里，饱尝主话语。 为与主儿女为友，扶持软弱者，所做何事，莫忘求主恩。这是第一节。
Take time to be holy. Speak up with thy Lord, abiding in His and feed on His word. Make friends of God's children. Help those who are weak, forgetting in nothing His blessing to seek.
成圣，我们要能够向主，需要花功夫，需要花时间。
It takes time to be holy.
要能够住在主里面，来饱尝主的话语。
We have to abide in the Lord and feed by His word.
然后呢，与主的儿女为友，扶持软弱的。
And make friends of God's children, and then to help those who are weak.
无论做什么事情呢，要来向主求恩典，这是第一节。
No matter what we do, we need to ask grace from the Lord. That's the stanza one.
第二节讲到说，当世界匆忙，那成圣需要功夫。
The second stanza tells takes time to be holy. The world rushes on.
那藏身在主的隐秘处，更多来亲近主。
We spend much time in secret with Jesus alone.
要常常仰主，就能够更像主，然后让亲友可以从我们的言行来看见同行。
By looking to Jesus like thou shalt be, thy friends in thy conduct his likeness shall see.
第三节讲到成圣需要功夫，要跟随主的带领。不跑在主的前头，不论何境况。
Stanza 3 takes time to be holy. Let him be thy guide and run not before him whatever betide.
无论快乐或忧愁，仍要跟随主，信靠他的话语，仰望主耶稣。
In joy or in sorrow, still follow the Lord and looking to Jesus, still trust in his word.
第四节讲到成圣需功夫，魂里需平静，每一个思想，每一个动机都归主管制。
Stanza 4, take time to be holy, be calm in thy soul. Each thought and each motive beneath his control.
然后蒙主圣灵引导到主爱的泉源，不久能够在天上侍主到永远。
Thus, led by his spirit to fountains of love, thou soon shalt be fitted for service above.
好，我们请严静姊妹跟我们谈一下。第一节，你去谈。
他说先谈一遍吗？
谈一遍，先谈一遍。来学这首诗歌，来。
谁他只用功夫，常与主交谈，时时住在主里，饱尝主话语，以主恩你。快乐忧愁，仍然 根之主，信靠他的话语，仰望主耶稣。
第四节，
称上去用功夫，万地须平静，你一思想动机，如归主观之梦，出山里引导，求主爱全能，多久难在天上，是主到永远。
我们把这些不完全的话仰望在恩主的手中。
Lord, we look upon those incomplete words into your hands.
我们愿意圣灵再继续说话在我们的灵里面。
May the Holy Spirit continue to speak to us.
让我们灵魂身体得蒙保守，全然成圣。
May our whole spirit, soul,and the body be preserved and to be holy.
到主降临的时候，可以完全无可指责。
And then when you come again, then we will be blameless.
我们把自己和同伴都恭敬仰望在主的手中。
We place ourselves and our companions in your hands.
愿你引导我们每天的脚步。
May you guide our daily way.
仰望耶稣。
Look upon Jesus.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.